Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
It really makes the whole idea that, you know, the government's opening up again kind of anticlimactic when it's really not officially official. Kind of weird, like, draw this thing out, still stuff, still arguing.
It's kind of like a restaurant, you know, kind of doing a soft opening, you know, there's a little work going on.
But and you're still printing the menu.
The public's not really invited yet.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
They're making sausage and you don't want to see it.
Yeah.
9:07. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And wow, lots of things going on. You've got Buholtz High School Jazz Band doing a Veterans Day concert. I know. They're not doing it till tomorrow.
Right.
They call it Veterans Day Concert. They should just call it a Veterans Concert. But anyway, it's at Celebration Point, and that is tomorrow evening, Celebration Point Stage. And like I said, that is tomorrow, Thursday, November 13th at 6 p.m. Go Bobcats! My kids were Bobcats.
That was a little kiddie Bobcat.
And
right
they
there.
Were literally yeah. Bob's cats. Get it?
Okay.
Well, not so good. That one kind of, Can't hit home runs every time,
no,
Greg.
No, even if they're betting on them.
You know, if I only, you know, hit three times for every 10 times I was up, I'd be a multimillionaire by now. You know what I'm saying?
Funny how that works.
It is.
Yeah.
So that's how you have to look at life, like baseball.
Oh.
It's like you could fail 70% of the time and still be hugely successful. I like that.
Wow.
Right?
I kind of like those odds.
Northeastern European states that were once occupied by the Soviet Union apparently are controlled as pawns by British puppet masters who don't care for them. Gee, who would say that? Somebody from Moscow?
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. They made the latest claims in a long line of what amount to conspiracy theories that the United Kingdom remains in charge, secretly manipulating world affairs for its own ends.
Really?
These people were probably like huge fans of like 007.
Ooh.
You know, do people in Russia, do they see movies like that?
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in his first public comments in over a week that Western Europe, spearheaded by the British, are using Eastern European states to provoke Russia into war. Wait a second.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't know everything, but I know that Ukraine was attacked by Russia.
Yeah.
Now, whatever led up to that could be all kinds of things, but I'm just saying when it came to war, Russia brought it to them.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what he means. He described Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia as fledgling Europeans. All three nations were invaded and annexed in 1940 until the collapse of the Soviet Union in 91. Russian state media notes he claimed that they were simply being used with disdain as pawns for British power games. I don't know. I've got a nephew in Latvia, and him and his wife and baby, they seem to enjoy it. They're teachers.
Oh, wow.
Cool. And, you know, internationally, he's been to different places, but Latvia. And my sister went there a couple Christmases ago, I guess, because apparently there in Riga, the capital, they have quite the Christmas celebration. It's kind of what they're known for.
That's cool.
The kind of the Christmas center of, I don't know, Eastern Europe, if you will. But, what are they talking about? These countries, look, if you add all their like gross national product and all that, it's not much. It just isn't. So I don't know what the significance is, but what Lavrov is trying to say, I guess, is, well, they just use it as a poking the bear kind of thing.
I don't know. I could stretch.
He's reported to have said all these smaller countries greatly overestimate their importance to Western Europeans, to the EU old-timers, and the few in Europe who still have a shred of common sense and indeed care about the continent's security. And there are fewer and fewer of those. They understand perfectly well which provocative role was given to these Baltic countries spearheaded by the British. You see, what is it? What is it with Russia?
They just like to make up stuff.
They live in this kind of a paranoia.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
You know, like when it was the Soviet Union and stuff, when your people are waiting in line for bread, when you can't produce like a decent vehicle.
Yeah.
It tells you everything you need to know, and then there's no freedom.
Right.
So they know that their formula is only good for those in power,
But they don't really care.
What do you mean, who doesn't care?
The leadership.
I know, but what about the people?
I don't think they care about the people.
No, what about the people? What do the people care about?
Well, they'd like to eat and have blue jeans.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And Coca-Cola?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Earlier this year, Russia revived Victorian era. Victorian era!
Oh, my goodness.
Victorian era anti-British tropes in service of these claims, calling UK was interfering, and uniquely Britain that was working to drag the world into war. The UK was trying to sabotage peace talks between U.S. President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. Wow, that's interesting because I hadn't seen that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Again, they just make up stuff.
Yeah. But again,
could be Russian disinformation.
You mean like Hunter Biden's laptop?
Yeah, pretty much like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but that that actually wasn't true.
Oh.
Yeah. I try to tell the FBI that under James Comey,
who is
under indictment,
as he should be for many things.
Man, yeah.
What a crook.
Back to Russia.
Yeah.
They're growing exasperated with Central Asian Muslim migrants praying in public places, while the migrants say Russian cities do not have enough mosques to accommodate their need to pray five times each day. Can you build your own? I mean, isn't that generally how it works? I mean, you expect Russia to foot the bill? I mean, you get together.
Yeah.
Everybody pitches in.
Right.
And you go, look, we got enough to like start a church. Let's build one. Isn't that how that works?
You could do that. Yeah.
I mean, especially when you're going to use it.
Sure.
If you're going to use it five times a day, which they don't have to go to the mosque to pray. They can pray anywhere, right?
But that's not always how we see it. I mean, somebody did a great video montage from around the world and including some American cities, and they would fill up the streets. It's a little disconcerting to some folks.
Well, I was in Washington, D.C. a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I would say that at least where I was, about 90% appeared to be immigrants and or Muslim.
Interesting.
And they would pull out their sacred prayer rug and unfold it wherever they were. Now, it was nice weather, like out on the grass in front of the hotel.
Wow.
But while they're doing that, there's no transportation going on.
Oh,
literally.
Because you're just blocking everything.
Well, not blocking necessarily, but they're the people that are driving all the
transportation.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah. I found it very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
It would be.
And concerning to some extent.
Yeah. I get that, too.
9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about some upbeat, positive thoughts. More headlines, information. It is all coming your way on this, what's going to be a beautiful but a chilly start to a happy Hump Day Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Controversy alert coming your way. Controversy alert.
It sounded very much like a European police car. That is so irritating, you would get out of the way. It sounds like a mule.
Look out, my little Fiat speeding by.
I know.
Get off the sidewalk.
Yeah, then there goes James Bond and an Aston Martin or something. So, yeah.
Well, now that would be cool.
Oh,
that's a cool car.
Love me an Aston.
I could live with one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I could. Mm-hmm. I don't have room under my carport, but I would make room.
I just
built another carport. Yeah, never stopped me before.
I know some people that do, metal buildings and
make one out of steel. Maybe.
Yeah, I think they do.
Huh? Yeah.
Maybe if
they live on a ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like more than just sheds.
Yes. Oh, you've heard of them.
What's up, Kent Skeeter? What's happening in beautiful downtown Bronson, Florida these days?
Hope they're insulating those things today.
Oh, you better believe it. Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood on Thursday for claiming abortion pills are safer than Tylenol.
Not for the baby.
Well, it's interesting that Tylenol itself was the subject because wasn't it just revealed that taking Tylenol during pregnancy could have some ill effects.
And even if you don't like the references that Trump made, they did find out references from Tylenol years ago saying, if you're pregnant, maybe
yeah, it was
you
on their own warning thing going back to like 97, right?
Shouldn't take our products.
Yeah. Anyway, James Othmeyer said it is vile that Planned Parenthood cares more about lining their pockets than providing women with factual information about the health risks of chemical abortion drugs.
Yeah.
Othmeyer said in a statement announcing the lawsuit, when it comes to health and safety in Florida, we won't tolerate blatant lies using fabricated medical facts, in air quotes, that have no scientific basis. In a complaint that was filed state court in Santa Rosa County, Othmeyer accused the abortion organization of making false claims about the safety of abortion drugs and pointed to Planned Parenthood statements claiming that the pills are safer than Tylenol. The lawsuit accuses Planned Parenthood of violating state law against deceptive and unfair trade practices and alleges its activities amount to racketeering. So, yeah, I mean, why make claims that you can't scientifically back up? Probably what you would want to do. And aside of the sensitivity of the subject matter, I mean, aside from that, just in general terms, just tell people the truth that, like any medication, and this would be a pretty serious one, like any medication, there can be side effects, ill effects, bad things that can happen, even worse than what the drug maybe is intended to do, which is distressing enough, right? Planned Parenthood and its various Florida actors know this claim is false. They know it badly misleads the women who seek information about safety and risks of chemical abortion. They know that the profitable abortion pills they sell are far more dangerous than commonplace over-the-counter pain medication. Don't crucify me for this, but with all the information that's out there, you know, Instagram, TikTok, and all that, do any of them ever talk about, I know, it's taboo, but I'll say it anyway, birth control? You know, without getting into, a spiritual or biblical discussion, I mean, that'd be kind of a prudent thing to do if you're going to be active. Yeah, try to talk the person out of being active for various reasons until you're married. But then beyond that, you can't control their behavior. Why wouldn't you at least take some other precautions? I don't know. And again, sensitive subject. But the Florida Attorney General is suing Planned Parenthood because, aside from the sensitivity of the issue, once again, there is no reason to lie, exaggerate, or minimize any claims on this kind of thing. But, you know, this wouldn't be the first time that Planned Parenthood has fallen very far short from what their name tends to make people believe, right? Yeah. Mentioned this earlier, Trenton City Commission disbands police department to fund road projects. Now, they only have 4 full-time and 4 part-time officers, but they're going to leave the police chief and an administrative assistant. Since this goes into effect immediately, I'm not sure exactly what the chief and the administrative assistants would do. I mean, I don't know. Close up the books, make sure the people are finally compensated, but other than that, I'm not sure what their role would be. And it is sad that you'd have to choose between having some roads and law enforcement. But apparently that's the way it's been positioned. You only get one. You want cops on the roads or you want good roads? Okay.
Yes.
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 Yeah. Good, fast, cheap. Pick 2. Right? It's like that. Well, they're just fortunate there that they've got a great sheriff in Gilchrist County.
And, absolutely.
And I'm not just trying to puff him up or anything. But
he's a good guy.
He's
the man.
Yeah, he's what we'd call Greg back in the day.
Yeah.
He's squared away.
Yes.
That man's squared away.
Yeah, I remember that phrase. Yeah.
Got a good head on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a a large county, and they don't have a large sheriff's office.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, not densely populated, but you still got to drive distances. And it's just one more little challenge to add to Bobby's already busy job.
Oh, he's got his hands full these days.
Does indeed. All right. I tell you what, if somebody owes me $54 million,
yeah,
you know, I want it. I want every penny of it.
I'll bet you would.
Actually, if somebody just wanted to give me millions of dollars, I don't...
You'd be happier, actually. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Why would you... Well, maybe we can't relate. Huh. Maybe we can't relate. I'm talking about fired LSU coach Brian Kelly threatening a lawsuit over his $54 million buyout. Yeah, I'll explain next on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
.9 36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Things that make you smile coming up. Start thinking about positive, upbeat thoughts and sharing them with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So what first world problems do you have? Well, LSU coach Brian Kelly, 4 years into a 10-year contract, gets fired, right? Because, well, the team wasn't doing as well as those in charge thought it should. So, well, they owe him some money. It's a contract. In fact, they owe him $54 million. Wow. Well, we're kind of getting used to this. We know Florida's coach, Billy Napier, what was that, a $20 million payout? And everybody's like, that's crazy. I saw a meme with him after the recent Florida loss to Kentucky, which was embarrassing, sitting on a like a tropic island, and then you pull back a little bit and you see surrounded by stacks of American greenbacks. And I mean stacks and stacks. Like, wow, So Brian Kelly's threatened to file a lawsuit against LSU if he doesn't get paid all his money. Now, Kelly's due $54 million, part of his payout buyout package. That issue actually helped to lead to the ouster of the LSU athletic director, Scott Woodward. Though in an email to school brass, he said he'd be open to a settlement. But Brian Kelly apparently wants every penny of the $54 million LSU owes him, or at least a better settlement offer. Now, look, we say, man, you really, $54 million? Do you have to be greedy? They offered him $25 million and then $30. Well, take the $30 million, run. How much can you spend? You're no spring chicken, Brian.
Wow. But if it's mine, it's mine.
But that, well, you know, but let's put it in terms we understand. Okay?
Okay.
I lend $54 to Greg. Greg says, Bob, what if I, you know, what if I just give you $25 and we call it even? I'd be like, you saw me hand you the money. We agreed that $54 was your debt.
Right.
And, you know, you got to hold up your end of the deal.
Right.
You got to pay me back. So, see, when you put it in those terms, you'd be like, well, you and Greg worked together, you're friends and all that. But remember this, Brian Kelly got fired. It's not like a friendship loan.
No.
It's like, oh, no. No. That hurt my feelings when you fired me. And my feelings are worth $54 million. Exactly.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Here's an interesting thing. The fired football coach and the university have been at odds over his buyout, with Kelly rejecting lump sum offers of $25 million and $30 million. And his camp is threatening legal action if he's not paid in full. I just thought that was interesting. His camp. Mm-hmm. Because if you're dealing in the tens of millions of dollars, guess what? Your legal representation literally is a camp.
And they get
it's
paid
not a
well.
Firm.
They get paid well, too.
It's a camp.
Yeah.
Okay? And they live in a compound. And he could pay for it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see. And again, whatever the market will bear. And they're able to get these kinds of outrageous contracts. I mean, you blame them?
No.
Yeah. So, $54 million. It's just, these are one of those things we can't. You know, and you know what? I'd like to win that mega money or whatever it is now that's up to like $900 million or something like that. Yeah. I want to be able to win that. And then I could, you know, just go to LSU and be the hero. And I go, all right, how much are you short, you guys? I'll pay Brian Kelly.
Wow. That'd be pretty cool, though.
Right. If I was an LSU fan, which I'm not an enemy. I'm just not a fan. Nope. Not as long as they're in the SEC. All right. So they're looking for a coach. We're looking for a coach. Penn State, they find anybody? They had to pay him like $50 million on the way out. James Franklin.
If you have that kind of money, you could just buy us one.
Oh, if I win?
Yeah. You can just buy us a coach.
Just buy a coach.
You,
you know who I'd bring in, right?
I bet we do.
John Gruden, otherwise known as?
Yes.
Chucky.
There you go.
Chucky. Yeah, if I had $900 million, I'd pay a few million bucks just to see his facial expressions. Like, you don't even have to coach, John. Just stand on the sidelines and make faces. And I'll be entertained, and I have millions of dollars, so I'll just throw money at you. I'll make it rain, brother! Make it rain. Executives at Ford Motor Company are praising President Donald Trump's expanded auto tariffs, saying that such duties will ensure that manufacturing in the United States is no longer a disadvantage for American companies. Trump, the hero. Last month, Trump announced a 25% tariff on imports of medium and heavy-duty trucks and truck parts, such as large pickup trucks, moving trucks, cargo trucks, dump trucks, tractors, 18-wheelers, fried shrimp.
What? Ooh, shrimp.
I was going to go through the shrimp list.
Oh.
Because I was going through the truck list.
Uh-huh.
In recent earnings call, Ford CEO Jim Farley. Farley. Hey, man. Are you Jim Farley, dude? Far out. Remember that term, far out?
Oh, yeah.
Came after Groovy.
Yeah, and then we always used to see John Denver use it a lot. Like in the movies, he'd be far out! You know, that kind of thing.
And then came groovy, or was that first? Wow, that's groovy.
I think they're pretty. They're probably same era.
Can you remember saying that, groovy? I'm not sure I can.
I don't know that I used it. I mean, it was probably been the older kids, maybe, you know?
Our thing, I think, was cool. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I still use it sometimes. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the CEO, Jim, far out, dude, said, I'd like to thank President Trump and his team for the recent tariff policy developments. Yeah. SCOTUS. Check, 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 1, 2. SCOTUS, are you listening? Is my mic on? SCOTUS. The tariffs are awful. They're terrible. It's going to destroy the entire country.
No, bro.
Remember that?
Yeah.
People coming out of the woodwork. Yeah. So-called economists and people like that. I'm like, really? Give it a rest. All right. So you got that going on. Mass immigration has put a significant strain on America's housing market. This found in a new study from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR. And this adds to decades of evidence that supports the same conclusion. The research report states that the nation's housing supply shortage would not be nearly as severe were it not for consistently high immigration levels, stressing America's housing market to the breaking point. Wow. As noted in the report, the United States imports more than 1 million foreign nationals on green cards each year, in addition to hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals who arrive on temporary work visas. But then there's countless more foreign nationals that arrive illegally every year. Well, especially over the previous administration's 4 years. Altogether, these high levels of immigration drive up demand and thus home prices and monthly rents. Immigration, legal and illegal, is one of the most consequential factors affecting housing affordability because it directly generates significant housing demand in supply-constrained areas least able to handle an influx of people. Now, it does make total sense, you know, it's the old supply and demand rule. But one of the things that I like to bring up in these kinds of arguments and equations is, why can't we, with today's technology, build homes far less expensive than they have been to build? I'm not sure, like, do we still have to, you know, hammer together, like, wood and nails and... You know what I mean? Yeah. All the old-fashioned, I mean, we've been building structures the same for, what, 250 years?
I thought about it that way.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, I remember, the new metal roofs are out. The new metal roofs are out. It's like, dude, how long have you lived in Florida? There's been tin roofs in Florida since the 1700s.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. But it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they come up with it?
Well, I think if you talk to a lot of builders, they would say, yeah, those expenses have gone up, but so much of it is government intervention.
Well, that is.
That's what drives up the price.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
It does. What you need is some really good welding and metal cutting experience. So a young person now,
yep.
You want to get rich? You go into the storage container business and not just buying and selling the containers.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can buy the containers, they're relatively inexpensive, but to convert them to real living spaces, that, to me, help.
Yeah.
Would help. And there's got to be other materials we can use. You know?
Yeah.
As soon as they start making houses out of dog hair, that's when I'll be able to retire.
Well, they'll be insulated very well, I'm sure. You got, depending on what kind of dog. You probably enough dog hair at your house. You could just, you know, like
a golden retriever in a lab.
You just supply.
Yeah, there's a little bit.
You just supply the dog
hair. Reminds me, I got to clean the house before you know who gets home.
Uh-huh.
Been kind of lollygagging. I know it's hard to believe that I put things off. I know you're shocked, Greg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hide your shock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I have some duties waiting for me.
I'll bet you do.
Well, good morning. Rise and shine, those who've been sleeping in a little bit. I know. You wanted to wait for it to warm up. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, things that make you smile. Call in with upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:53, and it's time for upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Non-political, we call it. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Simply call in right now. 877-975-9825. And Mike, what's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. What a beautiful morning, a little on the chilly side. But what's making me smile is, due to that frost coming, I headed over to my camper to drain the water out of it. I had it on standby, ready to go. Brought the battery with me. And just as I'm pulling into place, it's not far from here, where's the keys? Where's the dang keys? I'm looking here, looking there, in the console, in the doors, in the pockets. I thought to myself, oh, dear St. Anthony. And, So they're not sticking out of the door where I thought perhaps they were. And I said, I got back in the truck and I said, I got to go home and look around. And then I looked over my shoulder and they were right there on top of the battery box that you stored in on the A-frame. So somebody must have took them out of the door and put them over there for me.
Yeah, I wonder who would have done that. It could have been you. Bill, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. I'm driving from the villages up to a town near Detroit, you may know, in Ann Arbor. And in Kentucky, I got gas for $2.39. So I'm smiling about the gas prices coming down all over.
I bet you are. Drive safe. You might be traveling through some snow.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Things that make you smile. Appreciate it. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Christine Pelosi has entered the race for California State Senate, launching her campaign Monday to succeed the outgoing State Senator Scott Wiener, who is pursuing a seat in Congress. You know, the one currently held by outgoing House Leader Nancy Pelosi. Well, it's like musical chairs, right? As Nancy announced her retirement from Congress last week. Huh. So a Pelosi staying in politics. Insider trading is always better when you keep it in the family. And that, my friends, is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.